All right, guys. Hello, hello, hello. It's me, Aaron Fantasy, back once again. How you doing? Okay, follow me on all social media at Aaron Fantasy. We are doing it with these singular messages. Okay, I hope you guys enjoy these a little bit better. You just go straight to it. Listen to it. Okay, share. So instead of me getting all these downloads and the series be 6 hours long and stuff like that. So I hope you guys are enjoying these. So this is a really powerful message. Let me get on it right now because I believe this time and this time may pass and then I may forget the message. Okay, so this is something that I learned or this is something that I was thinking about. And this is a weird woo-woo type thing, so bear with me. Let me call on Jesus right now. Lord God, Jesus, thank you so much for helping me in this message, because I know this is going to be, this is an interesting message. This is interesting right here. And you'll get blessed, and it's going to be big, and it's going to be powerful. Rest assured. Okay, so this is good. So, I went through quite a bit lack recently. You see quite a bit still because I still hasn't manifested what I've been praying and what I'm supposed to be getting and stuff like that. And it's very interesting. It's like other people are suffering. I don't know what's going on at this end of the year. Okay. A lot of people are unhappy. A lot of people are suffering and stuff like that. And sick. I'm hearing people that are sick. I'm like, I don't know what's going on. I'm like, Lord have mercy. Okay. But I know my Lord and I trust him. Okay. I'm giving advice to somebody. I know my Lord and I trust him. This is big. So I have a person that I know that just say that. And I know he's an atheist. He don't believe in God, but he's working. Okay. I went couple of places and I'm nice to them. Oh, this is good. 2 stores. And, you know, I'm into the more trade, you know, masculine boys and stuff like that. And I went to 2 stores and I was nice to them. One of them actually went off on me. Don't talk to me like that. You know, I'm not like that. Said some shit and I just ignored them. Okay. And I was like, you know what? I'm not going to do that shit no more. Okay. Lord, give me somebody who comes to me. Makes it easy. Okay. But anywho, or fill it up so I won't have to put myself in that position again. So he was rude. He was nasty. Got that back when I was nice and respect. I was like, I hope I see you again. And he just came so nasty. Okay. And then the second dude went to another store and stuff, asked for his help. And he act like I asked him for $20 or something. He was nasty. He was too cute on the exterior, but his inside, and he kept that nasty face. I'm like, and then his energy was nasty. I don't know what's going on. And this is big. I've been getting a lot of nasty things from the universe. I've been getting a lot of lack here for the last couple of weeks. And people call me, I'm going through this, honey. We're going through it over here too, apparently. Just a little bit different. Okay. I'm being nice to the universe. I'm being nice to these guys and stuff. I have availability over here. And they're giving me their ass to kiss. Okay. I told a friend that verbatim. Okay. This is big. I think I've been touching bases on this message. And here we are. You know, I am gay. I'm in the LGBTQIA+ community. I believe we're going to get all the letters. Say too. I just made me a song about that. But this is big. I kept saying to myself, and I'm going to say it here. I don't think it's our time right now. It's not the gay time. This is good. I'm not even seeing too much gay on social media. And YouTube, I know it's part of the algorithm. Maybe I need to force it, okay? And I want to look at, I need to be, this is good. I'm just to force it. I'm just listening to some gay music, look at gay things and stuff like that. I think it's the straight people's time. You know, the atheist that's straight that I know, he working It's, you know, these straight dudes, I guess, you know, working these jobs, and they have bad funk attitudes. The first one that went off on me, he was high sitting at work, usually not helpful. And then when I said something nice to him, he went real left, and he was nasty and rude, okay? I've been getting bad service, not just from dudes, it's bad service. I'd be like, I'm talking to the Lord, I'm like, it seems as though you got the assholes working right now. They look like they hate their job. You know, you getting bad service. We getting bad service everywhere and stuff like that. And then I think I talked to some other people. Some people that is good that ain't working. It's very weird. But this is big. I think it's the, you know, straight people. Straighter people in my shoes, I think it's their time, meaning things are working for them. The straight dudes, I'm gonna say straight dudes, things are working for them right now. Dudes with attitudes, maybe dudes who don't believe in the Lord, apparently, if you sitting there being nasty and rude to people, okay? Heck, the entity that don't believe in the Lord that I have was nasty and rude to me recently, okay? I think it's their timeness. It's things are working for them. This is big. This is where this message came from. That my little friend person that doesn't believe in God and stuff, he be like, you gays are winning or type spirit. He always say this word, y'all winning and y'all everywhere and everybody for you, and he thinks that gays are on this pedestal, or we can't, you know, you can't say anything about something to that spirit, that you can't say anything bad to the gays and stuff like that and everything of the sort. You gays are everywhere, blah 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 blah. Okay. He thinks that sometimes. And I'd be like, okay, interesting. Okay. This is where this come from. If you're a white woman, okay, there was a time whereas I got fired at a time when white woman words, oh my goodness, was powerful. Okay, this is good. If they wait and be patient, it may line up, the universe may line up things, and they are powerful. If you, Asian chick, and stuff like that. If they wait for their time, things may line up where they be more powerful. Okay? Not even just gay or woman or, oh, this is good. I was looking at something and everything. It was a chick. You know, she had her tatas out, but she lined up and dudes was all looking at her and people looking at her and she had a powerful message and she had millions of views. And she was just talking about, you know, because my ex, you know, abused me and tried to take all my money. And she told that story. She was using that, okay? And she got the black females. She got, you know, a lot of people rallying behind her. And I guess she had a business or whatever. And now she's driving her wolf's voice. She as a black woman, she just did things and abided her time. My dreamers, the more you gotta know who you are, okay, and just bide your time will come where things work for you, be blessed for you, people will look to you, you will be in a powerful position, okay? Use it wisely, use it greatly, okay? I don't care what you are or who you are, you will come into your time. I think that this is the point. I think the straight dudes who are nasty and rude, have that attitude, kind of thugged out and stuff, they winning right now. It's their little time and stuff, but I think they're going to have a big downfall coming next year. At least being gay and friendly and nice, we have a long period of good times. I think we just came out of gay pride about a month or two ago. I'm all right. I know we're going to come into my time again. Okay? I had a long reign. So I think it's, he has to give, he has to uplift everybody. Okay? But I notice the straight dude who is kind of rude, they are being blessed right now. Okay? I was like, Lord, why are you blessing this? They need their blessing too, I guess. Okay? It's their time. I'm being attracted to them. Okay? I'm really listening to them. They are working really good working jobs and stuff. They just, I have to do, he don't believe in the Lord, nasty and rude. I don't do this. I don't do that. He just go to work and just sit there. Okay? You know what I mean? The dude that I know that I seen right there that rude to me, all he did, he just stood there and he was high. Okay? This is good. I'm seeing some shit online. Okay, they just, I don't know what's going on. I think the straight black folks, it's just one girl, she went up in Walmart. That's not a thing to for everybody, but it's just something I noticed, you know, noticed on. She went and fucked up the whole Walmart. I did a reaction to that. Okay. My dreamers, you will come into your time. I don't care. Everybody gonna have their little time. So wait. Be patient. I think, personally, in my physical shoes, I think the straight dudes who is kind of rude, like I said, it's their time right now. Okay? This because they don't even know they're winning. Shoot, they don't even know they're winning. They getting jobs. You see, I stay in this good little area here, and they got some good-looking dudes. I be driving, almost get an accident a couple of times because the straight-looking, mean-looking dudes are looking super good to me as a gay. Okay, heck, I'm being rejected by them at this time. My dreamers, this is my point. Let me just stick here. The straight-looking, mean dude in my physical shoes and what I'm seeing and hearing all over, it's their little time right now. End of December, end of the year. End of the year, 2023, I notice it's the straight dudes who is rude time. It's okay. I'm not mad. I'm staying prayed up. My dreamers, do your thing that spirit calls you to do. Make your list. Make your plans during another entity's time. Okay? Shoot, you need to talk to the Lord. I'm about to do a message. This is so good. This is so good. Show him with action that you deserve it. Show him with action. Is that the name of the message? Show him when it's not your, you know, when it's not your time, you see. Hey, you need to act like it's your time. That's another big thing. I'm not tripping. That was another gay. Another gay. And they going through it, a couple of gays. Going through it. And I'm just thinking in my head, it's the straight dude. If you was a straight dude and mean, you would be fine right now. Okay? But is this good? I think maybe they pumped out some Bible stuff. You see, oh, this is good. I found out, I did a story. It's a trans. She was doing oral sex with this suckable, this real kind of cute dude. Oh my goodness, I would have done it too. I'm be honest, he was kind of hot. You put him in skinny jeans, Lord Jesus. Okay, and she did her thing, and afterwards he popped her. Okay, and it was really, that is really wrong. Okay, and I'm just, all the gays is see that. He was a mean, nasty, you know, not evolved straight dude, harmed someone in the LGBTQ. You see the, oh, I did, this message good. Do you see the layout I just made? It's like the LGBTQIA. We just came from pride, you see, and it's like, it's like something is pushing us back and inflating right now the mean straight dude. Okay? The rude straight dude. I got in two. Rude, I guess. The second one was straight too. He looked at me like I was disgusting. You see, seeing his face. Like I asked him to do something. You know, I just was asking for some blankets. I didn't deserve that energy. Okay? But I believe this is going to be a short time for them. In the meantime, I'm like, Lord God, you are on the throne. Okay? I'm going to do my thing. You see, I'm going to be blessed. Okay? Oh, this is good. I have straight family members. Okay? And it was an entity he threw in my face. Took a shot. Okay? It's his little time. The straight dude who is kind of rude, okay, in my physical shoes, I'm going to say my physical shoes, is winning. It's their little time, okay? My dreamers, if you're gay or whatever, just wait. Bide your time. Stay prayed up. Keep doing your actions, okay? Stay happy. Stay happy. You had your little time, I'm pretty sure, okay? Stay happy. Stay happy. Maybe during Gay Pride, they were mad and everything. You see, and by the end of this year, the straight dude is lashing out a little bit. And because it's a lot of straight female, it's like their feelings are coming out and stuff. And that's why it's their little bit of a, I don't know how to describe it. But just stay prayed up. Your time is coming. Read, learn, take your actions, go meditation. If it's up to you, go into obscurity, stay in your house. Oh, this is big. I'm sorry that this mission is long, but it beats 6 hours. This is big. This is good. And let's just say I was serving, he calls him, I know he gay. We know he gay if he messing with me. But he calls himself straight, okay? And let's just say I was serving a straight dude yesterday, okay? And on my way home, I went through like hell. It's like a straight club. You're pretty big. On my way to my house. And right there, it was an asshole. In this old Park Avenue, like this oldish Park Avenue. And he cut me off. Okay, and then I honked the horn at him. He's slamming on his brakes. He keep on slamming on his brakes. I'm honking the horn, flashing my lights. Okay, then he made me mad. Every time I try to get around him, and he wants to kind of, you know, go lay down a window, cuss me. I put a middle finger back. Oh, he making me mad too, honey. Oh, my Cancer was coming out. My Leo was coming. Leo rising. My Leo was coming out. Okay, so he trying to, oh, you got the wrong bitch. So I went on in front of him, okay, and everything, he tried to go around, honey. Honey, I fast and furious his ass. I kept cutting in front of him. Little did he know, honey, I slammed on my brakes. I didn't know where that come from because I have a newer car. I love my car, Lord knows. But honey, he pissed me the fuck off. Okay, and then we made it to the light, honey. He did come, because I didn't want him to hit my fucking car, because I have a newer car. Okay, he in front of me. Okay, he gets out the car, honey. He in front of the door. And honey, I floored it, and then I stopped. I about to run his ass over if he came at me. He was about to get ran over. I sure was. He was a straight dude. And I'm about to run his ass over. Okay? Gay versus that. Okay? Honey, I'm about to run his ass over. But I didn't do so. He got his ass in his car. 2.5 seconds, honey. I went on around him. And I was like, where's that bitch? He disappeared. Okay? My dreamers. These, you know, I'm having problems with these straight dudes. You see, these straight thug dudes and stuff. I just seen that news article, okay? And I think, you know, maybe he felt inflated and big because the universe is uplifting him a little bit, okay? It's their little time. It's their little time. You see, be good. Be generous. You see, you know, during the time whereas, you know, maybe you're a straight black female. You see, I'm just going through things and stuff. I think a lot of straight black females at that time probably going through it. But honey, I notice and I see on the internet and I talk to the straight black female. Oh, this is good. This is so big. This is a good example. I don't mean to, I hate calling out white, black, but you getting with the races and the not even beliefs and religions and creeds and colors and stuff like that. If you bide your time and be happy within that space, time, reality, you kind of know this, but I just want to remind you, because when it's not your time and you seeing another race winning and stuff like that, or another sex or another creed winning, another religion winning at that time, you get mad, you get discouraged, you see other people winning, okay? And it's not even about that. It's probably you not winning and they win, whatever the case may be. Bide your time, be patient, read, do fun things, be happy, okay? Okay, hold on, let me not lose my example. Hold on. I had another example. Okay, this is big. So I had went to a straight female's birthday party. Okay, she had a birthday and you know, they were club hopping and went to a restaurant and club hopping and everything. This is whole, I'm gonna end it powerful. I'm gonna end it here because it's kind of long. So we went to the club. It was like, not a club, but it was like, first it was a restaurant and stuff like that. And it was, I remember this, just so big. It was a dude right next to me, okay, that I was interested in. He had, of course, zero interest in me. He ended up leaving with his friends. I think I spoke to the dude and we laughed and chuckled and stuff like that. Talked to each other, had like a little bit, that big word, I forgot that word, meaning conversations and chatter and stuff like that. And he was gone. And then there was it was a tall white guy. He was very sexy. He was tall and sexy and stuff and everything on the sort. And he was talking to a semi-decent, you know, Hispanic guy. I would have done a Hispanic guy too. It was such a lack. The Hispanic guy ended up talking to her friend, okay? And her friend was super damn shy. I was like, go get his number. I'm fine. He is cute and all. She liked him a lot. And I'm thinking, I would have got his damn number at the least. And apparently he liked you, but I feel like maybe he should have, you know, did a little bit more, okay? But if she liked him, she should have got his number, okay? This is big. The birthday girl, you know, she was mad because, you know, of something. And she took shots at me. It was nothing. I just took it because, ooh, this is so good. It's her day. It's her birthday. She took shots. Okay. This is good. It was guys around and she was kind of blocking. Okay. You see, in the places we went, let's just say they catered to her. This is good. If shit pops off, me being a dude, number one, me being black, number two, me being gay, number three, I'll be shit out of luck in the places that we went because they catered to, this is good, straight female, straight black female. She was getting free, this is good, she was getting free drinks. As a gay person, I ain't getting no free drinks over there. My point is, my dreamers, everything's freedom, I'm for freedom, and you go places where you want to go. But go to your places where things cater to you. When things cater to you, everything will work for you. I received that, okay? And when you listen back to this, my gaze, and whatever you like, you need to go to places, you will have good luck, you will have alignment, you will meet your right person when you go to your right areas. Know who you are and go and be and stay in your right areas, okay? This is big. I knew to get my ass out, because that's catering to the straight female. No wonder some shit happened right there in front of the straight club. They cater to the straight female, and they cater to the straight dude. You see, that's their area. Everything will work for them, okay? Not for the gays. Maybe something bad will happen to gays because they don't have good intentions for gays. They don't want gays there. You see, so my dreamers, my point is, go to your right areas, okay? But anywho, you thought I forgot. It's her birthday. Of course she going to the more straight clubs that cater to females. The dudes were a little bit more, they were nice, and it's good. I knew not to go there. Let them go there, you see, because I don't want to get attacked. I don't want to get hurt, okay? It's not my place. Okay, they probably would go there easily and it'd be more comfortable if I was a straight black female. Okay, that's her place, that's her time. You see, it was her birthday, it's her time. I think it's everybody's time. You see, everything works out for you when it's your birthday. You tell that bartender it's your birthday, you get that free drink. You might get a little cake with a little sparklies on it. You get a little crown, okay? People bring you things, do things for you, okay? You go into your favorite places where everything lines. So, and your birthday, you know it's your time and how you act, okay? You the boss bitch. You could give people shots because it's not their birthday, it's your birthday. You can be an asshole because it's your birthday, okay? That's how she felt. That's not how I am when it's my birthday. Okay. I want to see everybody else have a good time and stuff like that. But anywho, so this is big. She was getting everything. Everything was working for her. In the meantime, I'm just supporting her. And let's just say I didn't have a good time. Deep down, I'm going to tell you right now, this, I didn't have a good time at all. I ain't getting nothing that I wanted and stuff like that. And then this is big. We ended the night. Looked like the gay club, was in downtown, okay, and we took them there, and it's like, they didn't have a good time. I was having a time of my life, and because I rode with them, they cut my good time short. We ready to go, and I was like, well, fuck, I rode with them. Normally, I ride by myself, okay, you have inexplicable freedom, and stuff. I love going to places by myself. You see, you have freedom because you not have to cater to somebody else's whims. I got to go. They're ready to go, and I had to leave and cut my good time. That was the only time I had a good time, for real. You see, because I was in my area. I was in my place. I was in with like-minded people. That's how you... You know, you need to stay in your place, your area, your level of expertise, okay? That's how you bloom and blossom and raise up, you see. I think I've been looking at straight people stuff. Maybe that's what's going on. I've been in straight people areas, you see. I need to put a lot of gay in my system, okay? Be around a lot of gay. Maybe some drag queens and some go-go dancers. I need to be around the gate. That's what I'm going to do. This is the lesson I took out of this message. Okay? So, this is big. Be happy when you notice. Mine is the straight dude who's mean, who's rude. The straight dude who is rude. I noticed, oh, damn, they got jobs and they just hate their jobs and they just rude to the gays. They just rude. They just rude. Why they rude? And you bless them. They don't even know they blessed. They just, ooh, this is big. There was a message, something that was missing out of a message. Okay? And this, it kept screaming when I was listening back to it. gratitude. My dreamers, be grateful. Find things you're grateful for. And I believe he will lift you, because he'll look at you and be like, you deserve it because you give me praise. You give me worship. You give me thanks. Whereas he done gave it to them. They got the nasty face, you see. They rude. They don't, it is good. There's a dude, the straight rude dude, okay. He always say this. I'm like, well, you got this going on. You blessed here, and that's a good thing. I don't give a fuck. Okay. I don't care. He say that all the time. Okay. And I'm like, Lord, you done blessed him. He don't even see his blessing. Okay. So with me, the straight rude dude is, I'm just like, okay. In the meantime, I'm happy. I'm blessed. My time will come and I will have a longer reign. I hope I stay reign because I know this message. Okay. So my blessing is coming. You see, I'm about to do a message. Oh, something happened yesterday. The devil fights you the hardest when your blessing about to come. Ooh, because I was flowing with this new song that I was making. Okay. And the samples, I found great samples and stuff. And I was going flowing and stuff like that. And then this, you know, I couldn't hear the volume of the sample. I'm mad as hell. And I said, the enemy fights your hardest when you're upon your blessing. Stay tuned for that message. Anyways, so let me end the message. Number one, go to your areas of your expertise where you have the most fun, where it's like-minded people, okay? But, you know, you got to go, you know, you got to go and plant yourselves where you can grow, where you can flourish. Okay. I tell people all the time, and I think it's straight people that look at me crazy and stuff like that. I had a good ass time in Fort Lauderdale. Why? Because it was like gays everywhere. It was like the gay city. Okay. And everything. So I loved it there. Okay, so maybe I will flourish there or something. But you can go to gay clubs. You know, all my gays is listening. You can go to gay clubs and stuff like that. Go to the places where you flourish. Look at things that will uplift your spirits. You see, uplift your spirits. All right, stay happy. Keep moving as if God is doing it for you. You see, keep speaking positiveness, love, okay? Keep doing good things no matter what you see, okay? You will come into your time, all right? No matter what you is. I believe, you know, no matter what you is, okay? White woman do stuff line up for them. Like, for instance, it was July. It was like the white woman time. You know, everything that every lie that helped her see it, okay? Or it was like double. She, her word was like, and she just did horrible. It's like the reaction was horrible. Well, I lost my damn job because of some white lady. Okay, you know. So it's they will, everybody coming to the top. But anyway, let me stick to the good. Just be happy. Do actions and go to your area. Stay in your areas of expertise where you can grow and you can flourish. You shall come into your time. You shall come into your time. It's not just me. I think it's a couple of gay people that I talk to, and they're going through something. You see, it's like we just came from gay pride. This is good. And then when it's your time, I want you to do incredible things. Hurry up, because it may go down. Okay? Your business may slow down. It may be a slowdown. Okay? So do a lot within your time. While you're feeling it, you got time, space, reality. You got those people. You got that support. Do incredible things while it's your time. Okay? But anywho, this is a low moment. okay, for the LGBTQ community, I think. To me personally, I'm going to say that. In my favorite shoes, you know, I just found that news story, and I have a couple of friends that's going through it right now and stuff like that. And it's good. I just got through giving a straight dude who is rude, you know, a blessing and stuff. And you see, and he is winning, and he like, meh. I'm seeing the straight dudes who is rude, I guess, in the stores. They being rude. Okay. You see, so it's their little time at the end of the year. You see, maybe during Gay Pride, they suppressed a lot of their hate, their rudeness. And now they are able, they're in a position of, ooh, that's good. I kept touching bases on it. I'm hitting it. Now they're able, and they're in the power to display it. You see how I did there? They're displaying what they thought during the Gay Pride time. Anywho, so that is this message. Just be happy. Stay prayed up. You will come into your time. Okay? You will come into your birthday. All right, honey? You will come into that. You see, where everything just works out for you, and you are seemingly blessed. That happened to me so many times. I'm not mad. Like I told, the advice I gave a friend, you know, stay prayed up. Show God you deserve it. You see, stay happy. Do your thing. Do your thing. Do your plans as if you are unaffected when you have lack. I call not my time this lack. You're not seeing anything. You're not getting anything. Okay. Work. I think that means you got things to do. Clean up your house. Read a book. Take a class. Seminar. You see, relax, meditate, enjoy that space. Okay? When it's not your time. Let them have their good time. Let them make their coins and work and stuff. Because some shit may pop off and stuff, and you may replace them. Okay? You will be uplifted. Shoot, apparently, the straight dudes who is rude, not doing good with their space, their positions. And they don't care. And what I notice, just nasty and rude in their positions. Okay? So I believe they will be moved out the way. And it's okay. It's the end of the year anyway. We got a new year coming up. And I already claim blessings, favor, great things, money, and prosperity. Okay? It's going to be a year. It may be that little time in this little month or these couple of weeks. But honey, I'm going to be blessed the whole year in the mighty name of Jesus. Did you declare it with me? Let's claim it in the mighty name of Jesus. We're going to have an incredible year this moment forward, full of blessings, favor, love, prosperity, amen, money, friendships, love. In our mighty name of Jesus, okay? My business is blessed. My social media is blessed. These podcasts is blessed. Thank you, Lord God, for the support that I deserve. Thank you, Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen, okay? Okay, I'm going to get better with these prayers. So stay prayed up when you don't see them, when you have lack. You see other people winning. Everybody gonna come into their little places of time, you see. But you can be in your areas. You know, ooh, this is good. That's why you got imagination. Just tune, when you see, this is good. When that asshole cut me off and did all that bullshit, I said, let me get my ass straight to my house. And this is good. And I noticed a lot of bullshit what these straight dudes are doing. I'm gonna stop saying straight dudes. I'm gonna say these thug dudes. Let me clean that up. These thug dudes who don't want to hug. They're a thug. They don't want to hug. Okay. It seems like it's their little time. They're looking good. I'm going to be honest. They're looking good. You know, they just, and people liking the thugs with the guns. I see those on TikTok, those video shorts are doing good. The thugs are, I don't know what's going on. This is a powerful message. I want to share this, but I know it's weird. The thugs everybody's going towards the thugs. The thugs, you know. I don't know what's going on with the thugs, but they being deflated a little bit. But you know, when that dude did that bullshit to me, okay, I said, let me get my ass in the eyes. This guy seen that the trans that was harmed, and then I was looking for the story. It's a lot of trans that got hurt, and it's really sad. It's really sad. And you know, I'm a beautiful woman when I want to be. And, you know, I mess with, I'd be attracted to those thug dudes and stuff. So it hurts me deeply. But anywho, what I'm getting at is I'm going to put a pin in that. I took my ass straight to my eyes. Okay. When you notice some shit, I'm going to sit my ass down. You see. And just be in my own little world. Put up your bubble. I'm going to put on some gay music. Do my thing. I'm going to do my stuff creatively because I don't know what's going on out there. It's when you see a lot of shit, a lot of bullshit, you see some bad stories and stuff. It's like when COVID happened and stuff with you, your ass is like, I'm sitting my ass in the house. When you see some bullshit and a lot of bad things, you see, that's not good news for the gays where they are hurting us. You'll see, so I'm just save my ass in the house. You know, I'm gonna try my best not to, you know, not to mess with those dudes. I took that lesson. This is good. I'm about to do a message called take the lesson from, you know, other people and apply it in your life. Okay? But anywho, I stay my ass in the house, honey. After all that shit. Okay? It seemed like they're fighting and people have attitudes out there right now. I don't have time. I'm a happy person. So I'm going to sit my ass in the house and be happy. Get in my imaginary world and come out whenever it looks good. Everybody happy again. Okay. When things start working for me, you'll know. Maybe I'm intuitive. I'm a Cancer Zodiac. So, you know, I just know to sit my ass in the house. It's not for me right now. It's not for the happy and the good-hearted and a loving energy right now. It's okay. I'll wait till the first of the year. It's December the 9th right now. I'm going to sit my ass in the house. I'm going to prepare. Do what I done told you in this message. Okay? And maybe the new year, I may come out and, honey, I'm going to be powerful, strong. Okay? And it will be my time. You'll know when it's your time. You'll know it's your time. And it's good. Relish in your time. Because y'all had your time. Because so many people don't even know it was their time. Like I said, it's the time of the straight thug dude who don't want to hug. Okay? It's their time right now. I'm noticing it. As you can tell with this message. They don't even know it's their damn time. I mean, girls are super attracted. The gays are super attracted. Okay. They got the jobs. When I go up in there, I see the cute, young, straight thug looking dude who don't want to hug. Okay. Anywho, that is this message. Share. I do understand it was long, but I have to touch bases on this. I may touch bases and make it shorter. So stay tuned for that. But, you know, everybody gonna come into their time. Everybody. No matter what race, creed, and stuff like that. I made those examples. Stay happy. Stay up. Stay prayed up. Go, and this is good. Stay in your areas. Stay in your places. This is good. Go into your places when, you know, you notice some weird stuff. You see attitudes. When you see a lot of bad things, that means you need to, you know, withdraw. Okay? This is good. I'm about to do a message. I was like, that happened, and then that dude gave me an attitude. I knew to hurry up and get in my ass in my house, or else a bad thing is going to happen to me. My dreamers, those are signs. Follow the darn signs. Okay? That bad thing, that dude was rude there. Then that dude was rude there. Then that dude was doing some shit with his car, cutting me off and doing some bullshit. It's time for me to get my ass in the house. Lock it up. Okay? It's a weird time. Okay? My dreamers, you follow that intuition. Follow those signs. Okay? It's not the right time for me to be out there. Okay? I'm about to do some online shopping. Okay? Because when I was out there, the universe gave me some bullshit. Anyway, I'm sorry. I knew something was going to get fucked up. Something bad may happen. I'm going to do a message about that. That's because that's a little bit something separate. See how these messages are forming? Something bad will happen. So that means a lot of people keep going and they got some, what you call that word? I don't even have that word because I don't think negatively. They got some a death wish. Oh, not a death wish, but that bad thing wish. You know, they keep going and they see some shit. Dreamers, when you see some shit, leave. Go into, when you get a couple of things that makes you mad, upset, sad, and then the universe, that means go your ass in the house. What you doing going to that gas station at 12 o'clock? Okay. What you doing still driving? You see, carry your ass to the house where you see a lot of bullshit. I might do that message. This is not your day. It's okay to go to sleep and try again another day. All right. Anywho, that is this message. I hope you received it. I'm done. Share. Follow me on Aaron Fantasy and all my social media. Peace.